O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, good Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, good Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, good Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Help us, good Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord.
To rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To raise those who fall and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all who are in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with children and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness and their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. To give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy. Amen.
Continue with the imposition of ashes.
Remember that you are dust. To dust you shall return.
Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God my exceeding joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
Beloved in the Lord, it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which he strengthens our faith by giving us his body to eat and his blood to drink. Therefore, it is proper that we diligently examine ourselves as St. Paul urges us to do. For this holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man, so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way also he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding my blood, to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ, and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartful thanks, we take up our cross and follow him, and according to his commandment, love one another as he has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him, we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins to him, imploring him for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe.
Instead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. William, instead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Terry, instead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Colleen, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sierra, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Micah, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Carol, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. David, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Benjamin, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Larry, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Andrea in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mabel in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Savannah in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Farah in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amy in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Natalie in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jonathan in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sally in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Paige in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jenny in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joe, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bob, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Marlene, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Charlotte, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Aaron, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lisa, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Vern, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tyrell, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Gary, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us. us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for Ash Wednesday is from Joel chapter 2. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people. Consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests and ministers of the Lord weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage of reproach a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge.
He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me.
The epistle is from 2 Peter chapter 1. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel.
Gospel according to
chapter.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you. and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? You are here, O Lord, according to your promise. You are here for us in your holy word to absolve us, to instruct us, to feed us. You are here for us in your body broken and your blood outpoured, put together again for us, for the forgiveness of sins, for our reconciliation, our peace, our unity with you. Why should the people say of us, where is their God? You are here, as you have been since the night in which we failed, when we betrayed you, when we chose the other side. You did not fail us. You chose our side. For you are steadfast and faithful and do not change. You are here. Why then should they say of us, where is their God? They say it because we, your people, have failed. We have failed to live as you were here. We have lived as though you could not see or had no power to intervene or did not really care about the commandments you gave or the morality and justice that you are. We have lived as if we did not fear your wrath and punishment, but feared only the opinions of men. We have lived only for ourselves, worshipped ourselves, been selfish, greedy, lustful, petty, mean, and proud. That is why we've gossiped and bragged, looked at pornography and made plans to lie, concocted excuses to justify ourselves, pretended that we didn't mean what we meant when we got caught. That is why we have hated people and wished they would get what's coming to them, why we have plotted and schemed behind their backs, slandering them to make ourselves feel better. That is why we have looked down on others, thinking ourselves to be superior, harder working, busier, more clever, more kind and considerate, more orthodox, more fair, and endowed, of course, with far more common sense. They look at us and ask, where is their God? Because we have denied you, been ashamed of you, lived not only as though you were not here, but even as if you didn't exist at all. For this we mourn, we weep, we consecrate a fast. We mark ourselves with ashes and begin our 40-day journey with our Lord Jesus to the cross. We rend not our garments, but our hearts. We have failed, for we have treated your name and word with disregard. We are sorry, Lord, deeply, deeply sorry. We do not want to sin anymore. We do not want to hurt our neighbors and our friends and our families. We do not want to hurt ourselves. We do not want to bring shame to your name. We want to do better. We repent. Spare your people, O Lord, for if you do not, we are lost. Bear your arm, O Lord. Show your strength in mercy. Help us. Strengthen us. Make us forget the things we think we love, our little luxuries and vanities, those things we think about too much, those things that we excuse, those things that we secretly love, those illicit pleasures we indulge, pretending as though they are hidden and as if you didn't know. Stop our mouths from games that seek to be clever in argument and outthink your word and plant doubt. Stop our mouths from lying and mean nasty words. Teach us to trust not in princes, institutions, governments, families, our own abilities, the good opinion of our neighbors, our bank accounts, our ability to understand the past, or our propensity for wisdom.
Let us see all of them for what they truly are, and let us acknowledge the dangers inherent therein. Nothing immoral is ever expedient. There are no victimless crimes, and all things betray us, fail us, disappoint us, unless they are found in you, unless you are their source and their end, O Lord. Our hearts are restless, Lord, weighed down by besetting sins, by evil habits of body and mind. We are too weak to overcome them. Our record is terrible, shameful, even disgusting. We return to our pet sins and flirt with death, make friends with the devil, and lie about everything. We even lie when there is no reason to lie. So corrupted are we. We know what we deserve. We know our fate if left on our own. We know our fate if justice is truly served. Help us, Lord. We do not ask for another chance to try again, for we know that we would fail. To ask for another chance to prove ourselves to you, to do better, to remove the guilt and shame that rightly haunt us would not only be an exercise in futility, but would be an indication that we do not understand the depths of our depravity. No, Lord, we do not ask for another chance. We are bolder than that. We have your word, your promise, the seal of your holy covenant, in the blood of the Holy Communion, in the cleansing water from your side in holy baptism. We ask not for another chance. We ask that you remember your promises to us. We ask for mercy. We ask for forgiveness. We ask for grace. We ask for your love. We ask for what you have told us that you delight to give to us, a brand new life, a clean slate, a total remission and forgetting of all of our sins, a declaration of holiness, innocence in Jesus' name, a place in your kingdom, at your side, with you, and all of it without any merit or worthiness in us. Our hearts are restless, O Lord. Let them rest in you. Spare us, O Lord, for this is your way. Apart from you and your mercy, apart from the perfect life and sacrificial death of your Son in our place and his victory out of the grave, there is no hope for us. We are broken in heart and spirit, but we are not afraid, for you have revealed yourself to us in your word. You have revealed your truth. You have shown your heart in the Son. We know how you have loved us in the death of the Son, how you shine in our darkness, and that no darkness, not even the darkness in which we too often choose to dwell, can overcome you. You have called us to faith, baptized us into your name, changed and transformed us. We are not worthy. We have no right. We are sinners, but we are your people, according to your act, your promise, your providence, your gift. Spare us, not because we have learned our lesson or will try to do better this time. We have not, and we won't. Spare us, because you are good. You are generous and steadfast in mercy. Spare us, because we are your saints, according to your promise. Spare us, because your very name is upon us. Spare us, O Lord. We receive the ashes today, remembering that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. But we remember too how our Lord Jesus Christ took on the dust of our human flesh to save us. We remember how he promised to be with us always, even until the end of the age. We remember because you have gifted us with faith, O God. With man, this is impossible, but with you, all things are possible.
that we poor miserable sinners believe is testimony to your miraculous ability to do the impossible. We are dust, and to dust we shall return. But our Lord Jesus Christ will raise us up from the dust to live in his eternal kingdom when he returns in great glory on the last day. Why should the people say of us, "Where is their God?" They say it because we have failed. But even so, despite our failures, you still come. You still serve us. You still forgive us. You still feed us. You still strengthen us. The people may not know where you are, but we do. You are here on your holy altar in your risen body and blood, our God, who died but is alive, who became dust for us but rose again, to open the way to eternal life for dusty sinners like us. You are here, so are we. Spare us, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Heavenly Father, in your great and abundant compassion, you sent your only begotten Son into our flesh, where he took up our sins and iniquities, our sorrows and infirmities, to carry them to the cross in our place and on our behalf. In our flesh, your Son revealed your glory chiefly in showing mercy and pity, revealing to us poor sinners your love and grace. We who are but dust confess unto you that we do not deserve the steadfast love, tender mercy, and abiding truth which you have revealed in the person of your Son. For we sinners have rebelled against your will, turned everyone to our own ways, and exalted ourselves more than we have honored you. Help us to see this more clearly during this holy season of Lent, which you have given to us as a gift, that we might grow in our dependence upon you, crying out for you to forgive us, renew us, and heal us for the sake of the bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son and the merit that he alone has won for us through his holy life and humble obedience and innocent suffering and death. Remember in mercy the pastors and leaders of our church, of our synod, of our district, and of our congregation, that they may be strengthened by you to boldly confess your name and truth among us and in all the world. Give them good counsel, right understanding, and upright living, that they may be honorable examples for you, for your people, both in word and deed. Lead them to preach the cross of Christ in all its sweetness and power, that your people may be strengthened in faith and others may be brought into your kingdom of grace. Guide and govern the leaders and people of our country, especially our President and Congress, our Governor and Legislature, and all those who make, uphold, maintain, enforce, and judge our laws, that evildoers may be punished and civil virtue may be upheld and defended. Help and assist the people of our country that in all our various occupations in life we may live in accordance with your commandments, to the end that we may serve and live with one another in peace and quietness. Grant comfort, health, and protection to the sick, weak, the suffering, and the sorrowing among us, and be with all those who have requested our prayers whom you know by name. According to your good and gracious will, grant healing to the ill and injured, comfort to the grieving, protection to those who travel, deliverance to those in peril, peace to the troubled in heart, and entrance into your eternal kingdom to the dying. Feed us with the very body and blood of Jesus, that our sins may be blotted out and remembered no more, and that we may be strengthened in faith as we make our way through this veil of tears until you bring us to your eternal kingdom. Grant us these and all your gifts out of the fullness of your fatherly, divine goodness and mercy, remembering us solely according to your loving kindness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
The very body of Christ given for you. 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 Benjamin, the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. Amen. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. Given for you.
The very blood of
the very body of Christ given for you. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. The
very blood of Christ.
The very body of Christ given for you. 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 The very body of Christ given for you.
Very blood of Christ.
Now this holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Upon you with favor and give you peace.